from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G. and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Okay, it's the G. and Ursula Show. So I walk in like I always do. By the way, you guys keep asking me how many cups of coffee I've had. I don't know why you're asking me. You should ask Ursula that. But just so you know, I had two big cups today. Maybe two and a half. Because I didn't even finish that last one. But I come in, and what are you and Chef doing? I don't understand. There's this little...
I have a what looks like a small vibrator. It is a lymphatic drainage massager.
Many women, hold that up to the microphone there?
Women will know exactly what I'm talking about.
I walked in on this. So just leave it right there. Just leave that conversation right there. And if you just heard that, that should be
enough. There's a picture on our Facebook page now.
Oh, there is?
I see Ursula, like, she's got this thing on her forehead. It's I'm like, what are you? She goes, oh, here, you should try it. And walks over and puts it on my head.
But how do you know she's telling the truth? What is...
I always tell the truth. So this is on my head right now. It's... That's all it is. It's for your face. And it's very relaxing. And after that, the first 2 hours of the show, I needed just a little bit of relaxation.
Oh, my. Agree to disagree. Brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
Getting loud around here. All right. If you are unaware...
Okay, hold up.
What?
It's just, of course, it's two guys who don't believe that this is... look it up. Lymphatic drainage massage. It's a thing.
Yeah. Okay? You know what? I got the jade rollers for my wife.
Yes,
I think
exactly.
She's used them twice.
Same kind of thing.
Okay.
Yes, I'll
no nefarious purposes.
No, I'll show
whatsoever.
It. I'll show it to you. Look at... Geez.
What are you doing?
How comfortable is that, right? It comes in three different modes. And... it's very quiet, and you can use it. One of them is warm. The blue light is warm. And now I've completely distracted you.
All right. So April 20th is just 2 days away here. And down at the Museum of Glass in Tacoma, Ursula, they're going to be hosting a very special event. It is called Chronic Heat, a joint venture, where they are going to be displaying glass art, specifically pipes, I believe. And some people think that 420 is some kind of a special day. So, I don't know. I saw this one. I kind of rolled. Do you think this is in good taste?
First of all, the fact that it's the Museum of Glass,
yeah,
that is an incredibly beautiful spot. And I love the Museum of Glass. I love a lot of it is Chihuly art, right?
This is Tacoma.
Oh, the one in Tacoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sure that it is beautiful. I mean, they're embracing something that we have legalized here. That said, I mean, my initial reaction was, why do we make such a thing of 420? I mean, it's like this, you know, ha-ha, inside joke, kind of the glamorization of marijuana. But you correctly pointed out, G, that... don't we do that with alcohol? And the answer is yes.
We do. But the one thing I didn't say, whenever I see adults, like grown-ups, celebrating 420, it is so weird to me.
Does it just make you feel a certain way?
No, I'm being serious. Like, I think you're strange. Like, oh, bro, it's 420. I'm totally going to get off work early today. And do what? And do what? Like, have an extra
stoned
one? Like, I mean, I don't like, you need a day for that?
Great. I have to be on the opposite side of this.
You
thanks.
Need a day for that?
I don't know, man. What about St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo? We have so many drinking holidays in this country. It's crazy. Like, people go out in droves for drinking holidays. And for some reason, like, I get it. Weed culture is kind of annoying sometimes. It's a little bit over the top, ha-ha funny. But the fact is, we embrace this kind of stuff for alcohol. We talk about, like, what a boon it is for businesses, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. And plus, if you've ever met anyone that blew glass, what was the first question you asked them?
What are you blowing with that, dude?
I don't know. I think just embrace it. It's cool. I'm sure there's some really amazing artwork there.
Well, I never asked that. I do know someone who blows glass. As my friend's son, who does an incredible job. And... that's a beautiful art.
It is.
I am fascinated. It's incredible. I'm fascinated.
My cousin does it.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it's something that very few people can do well.
I hope we didn't offend all of you that, you know, like Jason getting off at 420 and doing that. I just want to let you know I just don't get it. I just really don't.
All right, let's move on to the world of home security and the Paint Cam. This is a revolutionary new home security product. It is a camera that is AI enabled, and it will shoot unwanted visitors with paintballs or tear gas pellets, G. So if you have someone come up to your door, the system will ask them the purpose for being there. And then if you reject that visitor, it will say, we're giving you a warning to get off my porch, get off my property, etc. And then if that person refuses to budge, out come the paintballs. If they still refuse to budge, out come the tear gas bullets. What say you about such a product?
Love it.
Where is this?
Paint Cam.
Huh. I absolutely love this. No doubt. Well, at my house,
there's a language barrier and someone doesn't understand.
you know what? You and Chef all day today. What if
there's a language barrier?
What ifs? What abouts? All those things, right? Nobody talks about when you see like the tow yards and things like, or you know, please beware or no trespassing, right? Like, well, what if there's, you know, need to, all different languages? Look, even on my property now, when you come up to my door, it talks to you.
Yeah.
It lets you know you are being recorded. It says that the entire time. Let me find this new thing.
How do people react to that?
They just find it funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it lets you know you're being recorded. But this new thing, oh, I love it. Hey, just let you know you're being recorded. Now, if you don't leave here in a certain amount of time, unless you got some business here, and you're not just dropping off some packages, you will be hit with some paintballs. I love it.
You love it?
Ursula, get off my property.
You're laughing nervously.
I'm laughing nervously because I'm trying to think of any ways that it could be a negative, but I am stretching. So I will go with it's intriguing.
It's intriguing.
Yeah. I don't think I'll be I did invest in cameras, and I did invest. I don't have
you like
anything.
That, don't you?
I do love it, but I don't have anything that says you are on my property or you are being recorded. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. This is over the top for me, honestly. Like, seriously, what about the kid that wanders into your yard to get a baseball or something like that? What if somebody has a hearing impairment? I think the legal line on this is extremely fine because as a homeowner, right, you may have the right to tell someone to get off your property. And in certain states, you may even have the right to actually shoot that person. But to enable an autonomous system to do that for you, are we really at the point where we need autonomous weapons on our property?
Yes.
That's silly.
Kids know better. You know better.
Non-lethal.
You know it's non-lethal. You know whose yard to go into.
Somebody loses an eye.
When the ball, hold on, when we were growing up, Ursula, uh-huh. and the ball went in different yards, you knew which yards that you could go to and the yards that you couldn't.
It's true.
Thank you. And it still exists today. You know the yards you can go to. I don't want you coming to my yard. So I got that. Don't go Mr. Scott's yard.
Are you telling me if somebody stole a rose from your garden again, they'd get a paintball in the face?
And you see, and you remember how mad I was about
I know.
That.
Yeah. I know.
Yes.
Help a brother out. He needs a rose.
A paintball to your face would work for me.
Oh, my gosh. Natalie in Olympia has
casual
my favorite
cruelty.
Idea.
Jeez.
What?
She thinks we should equip drones with a paintball gun and hit everyone who is caught tagging or doing graffiti.
Oh, of course you speak Ursula's language there.
Bingo.
Okay. Paint for paint.
Yes.
It's a biblical solution.
Correct.
All right. Let's talk about the world of pets. Researchers at UC Davis are developing and surveying pet owners about the possibility of feeding their cats insects, right? So obviously, raising meat has a lot of ecological impacts, global warming, etc. The most sustainable way to get protein like this is actually through bug farming. So, gee, you got a cat. If someone came up to you and they're like, here, I've got a bag of this insect cat food. Are you feeding that to Vito, etc.? Would you let your cats eat insects?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes. I mean, you know, I haven't had a conversation with them, but I assume they like insects. And so when they go out, if and when they go outside, especially little Frankie loves insects.
He snaps them up?
He snaps them up.
He eats them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Ursula, I'm all for it.
Well, just in my little bit of...
Are you doing research?
My little bit of Googling, experts say pets can be fed insects. They're rich in protein. Farm species can also contain high fats, oils, minerals, and vitamin levels. So it sounds like, I mean, this has been looked into for years. I think that there would be no end. I mean, it would just be like a win-win. Get rid of the insects and feed your pets.
I only have one metric for animal food, and that is, does it cause gastrointestinal issues for my dog? And if it does, I'm not feeding him. But it's like, I would actually prefer insects because the kind of meat that they get, it is, you know, what is whatever is left over from the cow, ground up, desiccated, at least they're getting kind of a whole animal protein. So I think it's intriguing. As long as it's at a good price point, sign me up.
Seems okay. Like a lot of people are okay with feeding their animals insects.
Because,
at least on our text line.
No bees, folks. No bees.
Because they know better not to mess with them bees. They know.
You only do it once. You ever see a dog that gets a hold of a bee?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. All right, Ursula, I want to move on to, I guess, what is kind of a weekly theme for some of our local newspapers, both the Herald, News Tribune. They will always have these columns that's, you know, vote for the male or female athlete of the week. And you see these type of contests everywhere, whether it is, you know, New Day's contest for best burger in the Northwest or best pizza joint in Snohomish County. What do you think about popularity vote-in contests?
They're just that. Just those. I feel about them the same way I felt about voting for the most popular in high school, voting for the homecoming king and queen in high school, which is it's purely popularity contest, purely how many people you can guilt or convince to vote for you, or spend the time to rig it. I always think of it as being rigged. And
Oh, really?
Great. Ursula,
homecoming king and queen denier.
Not election rigging. There are other things in place to make sure that election rigging doesn't happen, for the most part. But in the case of like high school popularity contests or these kind of things, yeah, I don't put a lot of stock into them.
Yeah.
How about you?
No, I agree with you. That's what they are. There's popularity contest and who you like best and all that stuff. And
or if you're really
so
good.
What?
Now the big thing is begging on social media for votes. I need this and I need this to get to the next level and I need this and I need this and I need – please vote. Remember to vote.
Have you ever done that?
What? No, I didn't
to
have
help someone out?
Hey,
yes.
Hey, check this out. I didn't even have to run. I used to win every time.
Okay, stop.
Win what every time?
Hold on.
Not so humble, Brager.
Wait. You even said to me during the break, gee, I could see you when you were in school.
Yes.
You hung out with all the different groups.
Yes. So did I. Well, not as much as you, though.
But I think what helped me is I was an athlete that did that. What made it different.
Okay.
I was an athlete.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You tennis star. That's right. My bad.
Jeez, man.
Swim team, tennis.
Oh!
How to put football.
There are other teams besides the football and basketball team, G. Scott.
Went to state twice in tennis.
Then why don't we always hear about recruiting violations with those two sports then?
Didn't we talk about profit motive earlier in the show?
Yeah, I guess we should.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, no one cared about tennis.
Speaking of sports.
Ursula, are you okay? You mean to tell me those matches weren't packed?
That would be no. Oh, you know what was even worse?
What?
Being on the swim team.
No. Do you really want people to come?
Okay. If you look at me and my hair today, if you ever watch the stream or see a picture of me and my hair, I used to curl my hair and then I would go swim. And I was a pretty good swimmer, but I mean, that's how seriously I took it.
Ursula, how long could you tread water at one time?
Oh, I can swim.
Like, no, time. I'm just curious because I always
many,
ask
many,
this.
Many minutes.
So, like, you could tread water for 5 minutes.
Yes. Still today.
So you'd be like Jack
on
the Titanic.
Time out.
Yes.
Still today
yes.
You can?
Yes.
You can't tread water for 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Hell no!
Why not? You just go like this.
I'll show
you.
There's something in my booty if you that just makes me sink.
If you dare to come to the pool club when I invite you,
yeah.
I will show you. I'll teach you.
Wait, Ursula.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me? You know what? I'll tell you what. Everybody listening right now. I'm willing to bet that you cannot tread water for 5 minutes or more. So if you do it for 5 minutes and 1 second, matter of fact, I don't think you can get to 5 minutes treading water. I'm betting that you can't.
Dude, you are so going to lose that.
I would hammer the over on that. I used to be a swimmer myself. The question's not how long. The question's how long without your hands. That's the real challenge.
He just said tread water.
I can guarantee you
I'm not going to drown in 5 minutes.
5 minutes is nothing, really.
Thank you. 5 minutes is nothing.
Maybe you just have really high bone density.
5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, man. Yeah, you know what? Maybe if you can swim for five minutes,
you can definitely tread water.
Maybe I didn't grow up around a lot of swimmers.
Well, it's on tape now. You're stuck.
We're making sure you got a life jacket on when you're on the boat.
Ursula, you can do 5 minutes? Tread water today?
I can see G in some floaties.
Why do you find that so incredulous? Yes.
I just can't do it. I don't think, yeah. Oh, well, I'm going to hold
the bet. Jennifer in Gig Harbor says I could tread for hours. Allie Tacoma says, I can do that with a cocktail in my hand. That's called vacation. And 253 says it correctly. G, you're going to lose. As an ex-Boy Scout comment, it's a piece of cake.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, now, you guys think I'm exaggerating? I am.
Bruce in Capitol Hill is putting $1,000 on me right now that I can do 20 minutes without even breaking a sweat.
Yeah, Bruce.
Okay, I'm not going
Bruce,
that
Bruce
far.
Bruce in Capitol Hill lost his.
I'm with you, Bruce.
Whenever I see synchronized swimming on TV, I'm telling y'all, I watch that. Or water polo. I watch that and I am amazed.
They can tread without their hands.
I am amazed.
Yeah. I'm not to that level.
Water polo is brutal.
So how long?
But you gotta remember, I grew up in the Philippines. We were surrounded by water. I grew up around pools. I still go to a pool.
So I just thought you just go to the pool for the socialization. So how long
can
you...
I was on swim team all the way through high school.
How long can you tread water...
I don't know. I haven't timed it.
Without your hands in, okay, with your hands in air.
That's a whole other different
thing. That's the challenge.
Yeah, that's challenging.
So...
That's a lot different. Because what I was going to include in the 5 minutes is I can go on my back. Yep. I can get back up. I mean, there's all sorts of things you can do to make it so that you're not just treading like a, you know, crazy woman.
Oh. Huh. So should I just make it your hands in the air?
No. I want to win.
All right. Hey, Chef. How did we even go there?
Because
you do a show with me. It looks better than what we started the segment off with, because that, the way you took that segment. What are we doing at 11:30?
Our favorite, TBD.
All right.
G's taking the wheel.
Oh, you want me to do it? She and Ursula.
To the G and Ursula show. This has been a feisty edition, would you say? Racy edition of the G and Ursula show, perhaps.
You know, it feels like it's been a fresh Fridays all week.
I know. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm going to maybe credit the sunshine. Look at how gorgeous it's going to be today and tomorrow.
I'll credit the sunshine.
Get everyone in a good mood.
And I'll credit Nick for his music.
Okay, yeah, that too. That too. Okay, text us. Buckleshoot Casino Resort. Text line 888-973-5476. 888-973-CHIRO. You probably know someone right now who is taking one of those weight loss drugs like Ozempic. And apparently there's new evidence that they are impacting more than just someone's body. There's a new side effect.
You've heard about Ozempic face and Ozempic butt. But now there's Ozempic personality. People taking the buzzy weight loss drug are not just losing weight. Some are having actual personality and behavioral changes. Doctors say that's because the drug raises dopamine levels. So not only are the food cravings gone, but so is the desire for drugs and alcohol, which is good. But the drug also lowers libido, which is less good. After losing all that weight, it's a shame nobody wants to take their clothes off. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
What is going on the Gene Ursa Show? Like, I know this is news, but I wasn't ready for this.
This is where you were taking the wheel, remember? This was your segment to take the wheel.
Oh, okay, put this on me. Okay, I didn't know. First, this is news to me, Ursula, about Ozempic butt.
Yeah.
Can you explain this?
Okay, I'm Googling it right now.
Okay. There are all these buzzwords, and why? It's because there are so many people who are losing huge amounts of weight. You've seen them in your life, and you suddenly look at someone, you're like, I don't recognize this person anymore, and they've lost 80 pounds, 100, life-changing amounts.
Sure.
So it comes as no surprise that, yeah, your face is going to look different. I mean, every time I lose the 40 pounds, my face looks very different. Mm-hmm. If you gain it, it looks very different.
Sure.
And in the case of this, when you use these particular medications, which, again, are still, for the most part, prescription, but there are some that are now specifically not just for type 2 diabetes, but also for weight loss. Yeah. And I'm not making a statement about whether you should take it or you shouldn't take it. I mean, people have their different reasons for taking it. But we know that millions of people are taking these drugs now.
We do.
And you will see these dramatic changes. What we don't know, because these drugs are fairly new, is what are some of the long-term impacts. But what they're seeing now is they talked about the do they cause anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation. Now, I can't remember which governing body, but they looked into it because there were some claims of that. And they said, OK, there's no evidence of that, but there are other things. And, you know, loss of libido, I'm going to guess that that's not something that people thought of. I would imagine that if you've lost a lot of weight, I know that when I feel my best, I feel much more confident. I think that a lot of people would say that actually would help in that department.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, feel free to weigh in. Do you know anyone who has lost a dramatic amount of weight?
Yes. Yeah.
And how does it change them? You have a different level of confidence, for sure.
I for sure see the confidence has gone up, right? And I think the confidence goes up because one particular person told me that at their job, right, even though they haven't admitted they are on any type of Ozempic, they just have lost like 50, 60 pounds in the last 3 months. And so I'm just assuming that they did. But anyways, they did tell me that at their job, they're treated differently. They're treated better now that they've lost a whole bunch of weight than before.
And for some people, that's problematic because, first of all, you hate the idea that people are fat phobic. Or people treat you poorly because you don't fit a certain standard. And then conversely, when you've lost all that weight, like suddenly you're nice, I'm still the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see where that is a hard adjustment.
Right.
The other thing is they talk about, you know, just physically or the other addictions that you might have. There is something called addiction transference. So for many people, their food issue was just like an addiction to sugar or an addiction to carbs. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you don't have that anymore because that's what these medications work on, is that you don't have those cravings, what they call food noise. You don't have that anymore.
Right.
So in many cases, people will look to get that dopamine hit from something else.
Right. You know what this phase reminds me of? I want to make sure I'm got it right because I don't even have time to look it up. But in the 90s, I remember when I was living in L.A. and I won't say his name, but somebody that I worked with at the time, all of a sudden in like 2 months, he was a really big guy. And all of a sudden, I'm like, have you lost weight? He says, yeah, you like it?
80 pounds. I mean, maybe I'm being sarcastic with 2 months, but I'm just saying it felt that way. I'm like, wow, what are you doing? He was like, I'm taking, was it called Fen-Phen?
Which was problematic.
Right?
Yeah.
And so he was taking Fen-Phen. I'm like, oh, wow. Like, really? Yeah, be careful on that. Anyways, there's that. That reminds me of that time. Like, oh, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's basically speed in a bottle. It's basically what it was.
But this is not that. Like, this has a long history of being used with diabetics.
Yes.
I know. So what I'm saying is the only drawback, even though I believe that this could be safe, how long will it be available? That's my question. Is there ever going to be a time, like we're in 2024 now, is there going to be a time in 2027 or 26, they're like, this, you can't get it, or if you get it, it's going to be now. Extremely a lot of money.
Oh, it's already. Do you know that, and Mickey Gomez has covered it extensively.
Yes, she has.
You can't find it right now. There's a wait list to find it, which is problematic for people who do have it and need it for type 2 diabetes, although I think they may be able to get it easier than those who are getting it for the weight loss.
Uh-huh.
But it's very difficult to find right now because of the demand. The other thing that I wanted, just putting it out there for full disclosure, the companies that make it, these drugs, and they're different companies, and there's different names, they're also facing lawsuits because of complications. So these are not without complications. You have to weigh the pros and the cons.
Right. We talk about our mental health in this country, and we talk about the problems that are surrounding that. And in addition to what social media brings, all I'm thinking about are the pictures, the before and afters. And one of the toughest things about dramatic weight loss is if the dramatic weight loss happens and the weight gain comes back.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
And so often and then, it does.
And then you have people who's like, oh, I'm done with social media. And then you have the possibility of depression that could come with that. I'm just afraid of all of this. But here we go. Next, text messages, feedback, and then we'll have Ursula's Words to Live By. It's Gene Ursula. It's G and Ursula Show. You know, here's the thing about today's show. It's been entertaining, but it's been very informative. Like, I
hope you all think so.
Well, I don't care about y'all. I'm talking about for me. I know that we're supposed to prepare the show, but as you know, I don't. So I learned during the show. All right. Here you go.
Okay. Before anyone gets the idea that G really doesn't prepare for the show, that's not true. That's just your shtick. Okay? I'm gonna fend for you. I'm going to fight for you on this one.
How about me not get along with the boss?
That's part of your shtick, too.
All right. What do you got, Ursula?
Okay. On the teacher who was suspended for his views on what's happening in Gaza and more, 206 said, my son is a freshman in Ian Golash's class. First day of school, he showed up with a defund the police shirt. That was our introduction to him.
Ray in Bellevue says, the teacher said out loud what he truly believes. Given enough opportunity, most people who are bigots will slip up and express their hate for others to hear. He has no place in education. Ray, that's so well written. But go ahead.
On the topic of police chases, and we were asking, do you have an issue with the fact that there seem to be more ever since the legislature passed that initiative, expanding police powers to do more chases? And I will say that I did not see a single person say that they are uncomfortable with it. 253 said, allowing police to do their job is a good thing. We all knew it would get rough before it got better. And when criminals know that they can't just do whatever they want without consequences, it will calm down.
Former King County Sheriff John Urquhart text in. Oh, sure. I've always listened to the show. If you are willing to fire a 5,000-pound bullet down the street for any crime, then the new pursuit policy is great.
Bikini baristas. Destiny asks, why is looking at a beautiful human body so controversial? Who cares?
Christian Buckley says, I drove through a bikini stand one time with my dad for coffee after his cancer treatment. It shocked my mom, but my dad had a smile.
And you know what? At that moment, it probably felt pretty good. I love these ones. Jim in Tacoma says, my wife accidentally stopped by one, didn't realize it was one of those types of stands. And she actually said the young lady made really good coffee and was very nice. But to be real, men go because it's primal. Guys are visual creatures. Women are emotional creatures. It's science.
Would you agree with that as a sweeping statement?
That is a sweeping statement.
Would you agree with it?
To some degree.
You're starting to
some degree, I said.
Okay. 425 says, absolutely I go for the coffee. I prefer the drink to Starbucks. Starbucks and others use a far too sweet mix. G can think I'm weird. I think he's weird, not liking to see a woman in a bikini. But he's got to say that for his wife.
Okay, since
we're talking, my wife knows, like, even if we're not together and I go out of town, I'm not going to no strip club. I think it's weird. And then you just make that a like, oh, I can't wait to go get some coffee. That's weird, bro. It's weird.
Sometimes you need a little pick-me-up.
It's weird.
You're trying, Chef, and I'm not walking there. Okay, on scenarios, yes. My child told me her teacher lost it and told a kid to shut up.
Yeah.
360 says, imagine being a teacher and having G and Chef in your class. Ursula coming home and saying, Mom, you won't believe what the teacher said today. You're right. One of them would have already tied Chef up with her nylons. That was a good one. That's the first time I heard that threat.
Oh, boy.
When people still wore nylons.
It was a core memory, I'll put it that way.
All right, Ursula, it's now time for your words to live by. What you got?
Well, this is a quote from Kevin Hart, because I thought we did have quite a bit of laughter today. Uh-huh. And laughter heals all wounds. That's one thing that everybody shares, no matter what your political party is, no matter what. Whatever it is you're going through, it makes you forget about your problems. I think the world should keep laughing.
I do, too. Especially on this show. Yeah, definitely. What do you got there, Nick?
Well, working hard is typically the route for funds with worth, but some cheap roads found their way to surface shortcuts on the earth. From a whistleblowing cover-up with Boeing and their mess, to baristas getting tips for certain ways they're getting dressed, though a quick buck can be found in ways less common than the rest, there's no cheating how to float in water with your arms and chest. And even though G might be more behind on how to swim, we'll be sure Ursula brings over floaties for your limbs. But unfortunately, I'm only seeing the pink floaties. We found them over at the barista shop across the street, so we'll have to suffice.
Ooh. I'll supply you with floaties.
Really?
Yeah, you just need to come to the club this summer.
I'm going to come. No, nothing. Robin. I stopped myself, Ursula. I stopped myself. Okay.
Yes, you are invited. Welcome.
Robin Pialup says, wow, how times have changed. My first agree with G was on Cairo Nights when we agreed on Acropolis. Okay, Rob. Full disclosure. Yes, I thought it was different the first time I gone to Acropolis in Portland. I thought that was, my buddy took me. I was like, oh, wow. Never thought you'd go to a place for steak and eggs for breakfast.
Oh, that's a certain type of club where Portland has
you get
the market on topless clubs.
Yeah, but it should be illegal, because you're eating your steak and eggs at the bar and then somebody's walking across the bar. Like, that's not sanitary.
You've also been to Vegas, where they have, in some of the, I don't know, maybe smaller clubs where they have women on the tables.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here. Thanks, Ursula.
I'm gonna say, so it's Thanks, not Chef. Like you haven't seen these things.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate all you do.
The Jack and Spike show comes up next. Yep, Allie is out of control here. We'll do this tomorrow, Fresh Fridays. Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.